The nephew is here right now with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
The title of this, y'all, the title of this is Bump and Grind. Bump.
Oh, I don't see nothing wrong.
Grind. You know, I don't see nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bump and grind.
Mm. Are we supposed to be singing this song? Are we supposed to be doing that?
No.
No?
What did I tell you last week, Carl?
What?
R. Kelly is in jail. The music is not. Okay?
The music is free.
Is not in jail. Like, when they start locking music up, then we can't get to it. Right now. Sorry. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with a bump and grind. We got some bump and grind going on in this this prank call. Y'all take a listen. Cat Dog, if you would.
Hello, I'm Tyrese, Marcus.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listen,
Hold on, let me turn the radio down for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I live in an apartment building that you just moved into. I live in 21A, and you live above me in 22A.
Uh-huh.
I actually got your number from the leasing office. I told them I wanted to welcome you to the apartment building, man, but I didn't want to really raise no eyebrows, but I was really calling about, you know, first of all, let me go ahead and say welcome to the building, man. I hope that you and your is that your wife that lives with you?
First of all, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But why would you need to have my number to do that? You could have just came and knocked on my door, man.
Well, yeah. Well, see, I really called and got the number was, kind of reach out to you, man. I don't be wanting to start no trouble with nobody or nothing like that. I be wanting to, you know, I want my neighbors to be cool with me, and I want to be cool with my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reaching out, man, because, you know, the noise, man. I work at night, and I sleep during the day, man. But it seems like since you guys moved in the middle of the day, it's you know, I know what it's like to have a lady.
Wait, hold on. You're hearing noises coming from my place in the middle of the day?
Right, I'm guessing I'm hearing you making love to your lady, man.
Nah, man. You know what it is? You might be hearing something from another unit, man. It's definitely not coming from us, because I'm at work, and my girl is there, but she's on the computer, you know, she's looking for a gig right now. Hello?
Okay, wait a minute now. So you live in apartment 22A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I live in 21A. Your bedroom is above my bedroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me that you're hearing noises that sound like somebody's making love coming from my crib at this time of day, and I'm not there, and only my woman is there? Dude, man, you know, I get it. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I appreciate you calling and you know, neighbor and all that. 21A, you said you were, right?
Yeah.
Man, look, I mean, you called me, all right? So let's get to the bottom of this one time. You saying you hearing noise. What kind of noise are you hearing exactly? Tell me.
Hey, you know what, man? This is probably just a big mistake. I mean, maybe she's just hanging some pictures or something, bro. You know what? I apologize.
Pictures, man. We ain't even brought no pictures yet. I mean, you calling me like you hear a jackhammer going off in my crib. What are you talking about, man?
Hey, man, listen, Marcus, I apologize. I'm
my man, you telling me I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what you are, but I'm a man.
You calling me
telling me you hear noises coming from my crib that sound like somebody's. And now you telling me don't worry about it, maybe you made a mistake.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is maybe it's just a legitimate mistake. I don't think maybe she's hanging some pictures or moving some furniture or something like that.
Ain't no pictures, man. I keep telling you that. Ain't no pictures. Ain't nobody hanging. It shouldn't be no noise coming from my crib.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to start no trouble, man.
Are you not starting some
I was trying to get a decent rest, man. I work at night, bro. That's all I'm talking about, man. I'm not trying to.
I don't give a if you went to graveyard shit. I don't care. You calling me telling me about my crib that I just moved into. You ain't amazing. Ain't no going on like that, man. I don't even believe it. You got the right address. Where you live at, man? You live on.
Yes, man, in apartment 21A, and your place is above mine, man.
Hold on, man. Let me pull this up over, man. Hold on one second, man. Because But you talking
to dude. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to have no trouble, man. I'm not trying to have no trouble, man.
Man. You come to you for working there, dude. I do 50 hours a week. Why are you doing like this?
Okay, dog, I'm not, all I'm saying is, man, I thought you was making love to your woman, man. That's what I thought. That's why I called you to ask her to keep the noise down.
I ain't making love to my wife. I ain't even in my ass right now. I'm on my radio. Just that. He can hear this 21A. And I'm coming right to your crib to hear it. Come on, hear it from your crib.
No, hold on. Hold the hell up, dude. You're not coming to my apartment to hear nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
I want this. I'm talking this. You don't know me.
I ain't letting you in my house, man, about no man that you got going on upstairs. You gotta control your woman, man. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Don't tell me nothing about my woman. You don't even know my woman.
I know she's been up there weighing it out for the last 2 weeks between 12 and 2. I know that.
You got to be. You talking to Daniel, man. I'm coming to your house.
You ain't coming to my apartment, man. I'm not in. Hey, man, listen. No. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm telling you.
You got trouble. I'm coming to your crib, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Did you listen?
I'm coming from my crib. I ain't even home.
I got one more thing I need to say, all right? All right?
You better listen. You better be telling me you're opening the door.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Wait a minute. Hold what the
Hey, you live at 21A, man? Step away from 21A, please. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank you, man.
Oh,
are you at 21A?
Dude, I'm right outside my apartment, man. I'm ready to blow ass hang up, man.
Nephew Tommy? This Tommy, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, Tommy. You had me going, man. I was coming to up, man. I'm serious, man.
I got one more thing I got to ask before I let you go, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, without a doubt.
Hey, man, step away from 21A. Step away.
Y'all gonna quit doing all that in the middle of the day upstairs.
It's a lot happening. Play too much. It's a lot happening.
Your wife doing something while you ain't at home. Somebody bumping and grinding up there, baby. Somebody getting it in. Mm-hmm. How's the stupid so far this morning? Everything good? Let's do a stupid check and make sure it's as ignorant as it needs to be.
Oh,
we good?
Yes, right on point, as promised.
Right.
You haven't let us down
a
yet.
A lot of ignorance, and I love it. I love it.
Tommy Tuesday, you have not let us down yet.
Thank you.
Outstanding job so far.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Why do we have to compliment you after the prank and all this Tommy Tuesday?
That's what we do on Tommy Tuesday.
Just do the show.
He's insecure.
If you want to call a Wednesday,
I don't need you to give me a day.
I'm just saying. You run your day how you run your day. This time of Tuesday, and we're going to be stupid. We're going to be ignorant, and we're going to have fun. Now, however y'all want to do, Shirley Sunday or something, I don't know.
That's excuse me. I'm a radio Hall of Famer. I'm good.
Oh, she just stunt on it.
Oh, get me started on Bernie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.